time now for How You Built That. And this week's story starts with Gaurav Chawla, who grew up in western India where, like almost everywhere else in the country, people drink a ton of chai.
People have it 4 or 5 times per day. Like, you know, people get bored, they make chai. They want to relax, they get chai. They want to sleep.
And for the non-chai drinkers out there, chai is a deliciously soulful blend of black tea and cinnamon, cardamom, and ginger, often spiked with some hot milk.
So chai is like, you know, ever-present in all aspects of life.
But actually, Gaurav only started drinking chai when he moved to California after college. His roommate used to make it every morning.
And in those cold Berkeley mornings, you know, with the fog rolling in, I wanted to try something warm. And that's how I started, you know, getting into chai, and I started loving it.
Loving it, but kind of hating it too, because chai is so time-consuming to make. Measuring the tea and the spices, heating the milk, and then hovering obsessively over the stove.
You're making the chai, and you just look away at the wrong time. If somebody calls you at the wrong time, and the chai boils over. You know, the milk goes everywhere. It sticks to the stove, so the stove is a mess to clean.
Now, you could just go to Starbucks and get a venti chai, right? But as Gaurav will tell you, chai made from a concentrate is just not the same. And because Gaurav is an engineer, he started to think about designing his way out of the problem.
And then I started thinking, oh, wait, on the coffee side, there are so many machines and brewers. Why are there no chai machines in the market?
Gaurav started doing a little research.
And I found out that there are product designers and then there are tea companies. And the tea companies have never been product designers, and product designers or coffee machine makers, they don't care about the tea market. So that intersection hasn't happened.
Well, it hadn't happened until Gaurav got there. He quit his day job working as an engineer at Salesforce, and he set out to make a brewing machine for chai. A little like a Keurig or an espresso.
When I started working on this, the first thing I did was I took a rice cooker and modified it, and I programmed it myself.
And after that first basic prototype actually worked, he kept tinkering.
Like, I would tell everyone I met that, hey, I'm working on making a chai machine. And initially, they would not understand whether I'm saying chai machine or time machine. And once they figured out, oh, I was talking about chai, like, their faces would light up. They would be like, oh my God, I'll be your first customer.
And even at that very early stage, Gaurav was able to get a few angel investors interested in his project, and he raised enough money to hire more engineers and to find a factory in China to develop the chai machine. And I know, I just said all that in a few seconds, but this whole process, it took 5 years.
It is tough, and it's not something that you can just, like, you know, in the software world, you could just make something on a weekend and people can use it and give you feedback, you change it, it's very fast. Here, every single change takes weeks, so it was really tough.
And while all of that was going on, Gaurav was also working with a partner to source the black tea and the spices from India and to get it all packed fresh into these little capsules.
And we have 5 different kinds of capsules. So one is just plain black Assam tea. Other ones are with cardamom, with ginger cardamom.
All right, so basically the way this all works is you choose your flavor, you fill the back of the machine with water, you put milk in the front, then you press the button, the machine brews the tea and heats the milk, and about 3 minutes later, you've got a cup of chai.
And you can smell the spices.
Gaurav calls his company Chime, and late last year, he raised $100,000 on Indiegogo.
And for us, the goal is to, you know, have this kind of machine available everywhere. So wherever you go, at home, at work, in cafe, in hotels, like, you know, there should be an easy way to get your chai.
But that's still a ways off. Right now, Gaurav and his team are focused on filling hundreds of orders from Indiegogo. But of course, he already has a chime sitting in his own kitchen, and he says he'd never go back to the old way of making it.
Absolutely not. Like, I would never go back. Like, I have better things to do than to watch milk and water boil, right?
If you want to find out more about chime or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.